From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is getting ready for a big speech Wednesday when President Obama tries to make his case for health care overhaul before a joint session of Congress. Today, spokesman Robert Gibbs told ABC's This Week that the president intends to spell it all out to critics of the plan.
They'll leave that speech knowing exactly where the president stands, exactly what he thinks we have to do to get health care done.
The president has been refuting claims that his ideas amount to a government takeover and will force people to give up their doctors or health care plans. But Republicans say Mr. Obama has failed to be upfront about the true cost of his plan, is estimated to be $1 trillion over 10 years. President Obama's environmental advisor, Van Jones, says he doesn't want the controversy surrounding him to get in the way of President Obama's agenda, which is why he resigned. Jones announced his decision early today after coming under fire for disparaging remarks about the GOP and the government's alleged role on 9/11. South Korean officials are searching for six missing people after a dam in North Korea possibly released a large amount of water near the heavily fortified border shared with the South. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikautau reports.
Police and rescue workers continue to look for six South Koreans who may have been swept away from a campsite along the Imjin River, which flows from North Korea. Television images broadcast locally showed troops searching along the banks of the river. In one scene, a van was submerged by water. The group's location is just 6 miles from the border with the North, not far from the reclusive nation's Hwanggang Dam upstream. A fire official in the South Gyeonggi province said the victims, including a young boy, disappeared early Sunday. A provincial official said the water level rose from 7.5 feet to double that number. South Korea's official news agency said North Korea periodically releases water from dams without notice, often destroying property in the south. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Afghan election officials have thrown out votes at more than 400 polling stations because of alleged fraud during last month's presidential election. Researchers have discovered three new genes associated with Alzheimer's disease. John Hamilton reports.
Until now, scientists have only known about one gene that increases the risk for the most common form of Alzheimer's disease. It's a gene called ApoE. But now, scientists from Great Britain and France have found three more genes that also seem to raise a person's risk. Two of the genes are thought to affect the ability of brain cells to eliminate beta-amyloid, a substance that tends to form plaques in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. The third gene seems to affect connections between brain cells, which break down in Alzheimer's. The discoveries could help identify some people at risk for Alzheimer's, but it's unclear whether they will lead to new treatments. The research appears in the journal Nature Genetics.
This is NPR. In Birmingham, England, a protest against Islamic extremism by a far-right-wing group clashed with a counter-demonstration. The result was violence and a lot of arrests. Larry Miller has the story from London.
There were 90 arrests after groups at the opposite ends of the political spectrum hurled abuse, rocks, and bottles at each other and at the police, bringing Birmingham's main shopping area to a standstill. This was the second confrontation in a month between the right-wing English Defense League and the left-wing Unite Against Fascism. The EDL carried signs reading, "Islamic extremists out." They yelled insults against Islam. Around 60 Asian men who were not part of the original protest tried to attack, but were held back by police using riot shields. Meanwhile, the BBC has invited the head of the anti-immigration right-wing British National Party to appear on a current affairs program. The state finance broadcaster said it was bound by its rules to be impartial. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Chinese government says those behind syringe attacks that set off the latest round of protests in the western city of Urumqi may face the death penalty. The Xinhua News Agency says today that officials are looking for those who stabbed others with contaminated hypodermic needles. Nearly 24 people have been detained in connection with ethnic unrest, in which 5 people died last week. Washington state officials say they have finally caught the cougar that was on the loose in Seattle early this morning and forced the city's largest park to shut down. The 140-pound animal may be released into the wild. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.